Chapter 8. Water Sports. Last night, when all the humans were in bed, I walked quietly out past the hydroponics to the gym. I touched the water in the pool. It was very warm, and decided to try floating in it. See whether it indeed would give Snowbird and me some relief from all this gravity acceleration. There was no easy way for a four-legged person to get in. Humans just sit on the edge and slide in. We can't quite bend that way. In retrospect, I realized I should have waited until at least one human was around. But there is a dignity factor about clothing, and I wasn't sure how to interpret it across species. They almost never appear without clothing in front of one another. Like us, they take off their clothing in order to prepare one another for reproduction. And like us, it is indecorous to look at another without clothing except under special circumstances. Swimming was one of those for them. Would they feel the same about us? I have only appeared unclothed before humans as part of a scientific investigation, and even that was uncomfortable. But they certainly don't want people to go into their swimming pool with clothing on. Finally, I took off my cloak and simply jumped in. It made more of a splash than I had expected. A light came on, and I heard human footsteps coming around the hydroponic trellises. It was a most strange feeling. The water was only a little more than a meter deep, but it had splashed all over me. I had never been completely wet, except in the process of being impregnated, so with the approaching footsteps I felt somewhat indecent, and was also embarrassed that I had splashed so much precious water out of the pool. I did feel lighter, even though my feet were on the floor, which is to say the bottom of the pool. Then I moved sideways and tipped over. I was suddenly floating and had no weight at all. I inhaled some water and had a little coughing fit, but of course was in no danger since my breathing spiracles are distributed evenly around my body surface. The noise did upset Carmen, though, who is the first human on the scene. She cried out my name and Snowbird's, of course she couldn't tell us apart without our clothing, and seized my head and pulled me upright. She was yelling, asking if I was all right. The water was doing strange things with my hearing, and when I spoke my voice sounded hugely amplified. "I am all right, Carmen, and I am Fly in Amber, and I'm sorry to waste water and make a mess." "Don't worry about the water, we're riding a mountain of it. Did you have an accident?" Paul rushed up and said more or less the same thing. "No, no, I just wanted to try floating, but didn't want to bother any humans while they were using the pool." In fact, although several could have stood in the pool with me, there wouldn't be room for anyone to swim. "Want to try with the current?" Paul asked. "Please, yes." He stepped on a button, and it was marvelous. Like thousands of tiny fingers wiggling over your skin. It also felt deeply obscene. "That is very good." Snowbird appeared and addressed me in the consensus language, which we don't normally use among humans. "Fly in Amber, I find you naked."
"Speak English, Snowbird. Yes, I am naked, and so are humans when they do this. You should try it."
"Not at the same time," Paul said quickly. "You displace too much water."
"I'll get out then and let Snowbird. I'm not ready to be naked in front of all these people. I have to think about it."
"Doesn't bother us," Carmen said. "It's proper for being in the water."
"But the whole idea, being in the water, you can't even say it in our language. It's like breathing in outer space. It shouldn't be possible."
Carmen gestured toward me.
"You'd better come up with a word for it. I don't think Fly in Amber wants to come out."
"In fact," I said, "I'm not sure how I'm going to get out. I can't jump high in this gravity."
Namir had come up.
"You don't have to do anything. I'll get a couple of planks."
He went off toward the storeroom. I wanted to tell him not to hurry.
"We'll improvise a ramp," Carmen said. She stepped out of her robe and slid into the water.
Her body was strange, warmer than the water, and soft.
We should have made this bigger. We weren't thinking about you guys.
We hadn't thought of it either, Carmen. It's such an odd idea.
Flying Amber, Snowbird said, are you losing part of your skin?
I had a moment of panic. There was an iridescent sheen on the water, evidently oil from my skin, and small floating particles, perhaps flakes of skin.
Carmen was looking at the water with alarm.
I'm sure it's nothing.
I bent over and looked at it closely.
It's just been 2 days since I scraped.
Of course, she said, though her smile didn't look normal.
She, of all people, might have reason to fear, since she had been the first human to catch a disease from us, and, of course, no human had ever bathed with us.
Humans do catch skin diseases from other humans, Snowbird explained, like athlete's foot and herpes. But we have never had skin diseases.
That's, reassuring.
There would have been no reason for us to be designed with skin disease, I said. The difference between intelligent design and random evolution, I'm afraid.
We ought to build a special pool for you two, Paul said. Deeper, so you have maximum buoyancy. Not as wide, since you probably won't be swimming.
That would be most kind of you. Perhaps with colder water?
If we put it in your area, it'll be plenty cold.
That's wonderful. Carmen, you could come over any time and enjoy the cold.
Thank you, Flying Amber, but we really prefer the warmer water.
She was shivering a little.
In fact, I think I'll go take a nice hot shower right now.
Going from a swim to a shower seemed redundant, but nothing about them surprised me.
Namir returned with the plastic boards then and looked at her in what I think is a sexual way when she got out of the water. I wondered if they'd begun mating, but had learned not to ask. Over the next 4 days, they used boards like that to build us a big waterproof box, large enough for both of us to stand in, and improvised a pump that circulated the water and filtered it. It will make the gravity so much more manageable, and Snowbird and I will be the cleanest Martians in history.